Members of election bodies from the East African Community EAC have described Ghana's Electoral Commission as a strong institution built on a solid foundation. This came up when a 15-member delegation from EAC met with EC officials where they discussed the electoral process and ways to enhance democratic governance in Africa. The leader of the EAC delegation, Charles Njoroge, at a news conference said the conduct of 6 successful elections by the EC gives enough reasons to learn and explore the commission's structural and institutional arrangement, which have helped its operations over the years. Yvonne Atilego has more.
The 15-member delegation had representatives from Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda and Uganda. The team was on a training tour of Ghana. The delegation engaged the Electoral Commission to identify best practices that will inform policies on elections in the East African sub-region. Mr. Njoroge said election times are always difficult periods for every commission. He was hopeful the EC will ensure that this year's election is conducted in a peaceful manner.
We see a strong institution which is founded on very strong foundation, given that since the early 60s, the late president of this country, Kwame Nkrumah, was at the forefront of democracy, trying to unite Africa to ensure that we have federation. And you have kept that spirit through generations, ensuring that the mantle is being passed on peacefully without any bloodshed. And for that, to us, is a good experience, a good learning curve. And we would like to urge countries to learn from you how you conduct your elections, the democracy in this country. We know that elections times are very difficult times, and at times it can be a very tricky period for the commission. Everybody wants to a change in the commission for their own needs. But the first and foremost, the most important thing is that we must ensure there's peace. We must ensure that there's tomorrow. Politics is not just about today. And we hope that the Fourth Estate, being a key stakeholder in this, will enable this process to go smoothly by giving the right information.
The Electoral Commission says it has not yet decided to extend the time for the limited voters registration. Deputy Chairperson of the EC in charge of general service, Georgina Opokua-Mankwa, made this known at a news conference in Accra. She said though there have been complaints of faulty machines and an increase in turnout so far, this is not a basis as to whether the time will be extended for people to register.
Extension, no, as I sit here, no, there hasn't been any decision. But like you have indicated, after the exercise, we would look at it holistically and see whether it merits an extension. But as I sit here, we haven't taken any such decision.
She said a team has been dispatched to replace faulty machines at the affected registration centres.
We are aware of some of the biometric voter registration machines not working properly, but we have also taken steps to replace all such faulty BVRs. Yeah, there are times that maybe the time between which the report was made and the time for replacement may be quite long, but EC is doing everything possible because we have set up centers in all the regions to deal with those issues. So we are on it, replacing the faulty ones, even though there had been some challenges and some hitches somewhere and elsewhere, which in some of the issues that border on criminalities, we are in discussion with the police. And this time round, the law itself spells out what should be done to some of such culprits. So we only deal with the police and have such people prosecuted so that we wouldn't have the incidents of such issues in the future.
That was the deputy chairperson of the EC in charge of general services, Georgina Opoku-Amankwa.
The Supreme Court has ordered the Electoral Commission to take immediate steps to clean the voters' register of names of persons who are not qualified to be on it to comply with the Constitution and other applicable laws. The court also ordered that persons whose names are deleted from the register should be given the opportunity to re-register. The court, by a unanimous decision, declared that the current register is not reasonably accurate and credible as it contains names of unqualified persons. It, however, refused to grant an order to set it aside and compel the EC to compile a fresh one before the November general election. The court's judgment is on a suit filed by a former national youth organizer of the PNC, Abu Ramadan, and one Evans Nimako, challenging the validity of the current voters' register.
Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission says it is yet to get a copy of the Supreme Court's ruling ordering it to take steps to clean the voters' register of unqualified persons. The deputy chairperson of the EC in charge of general services, Georgina Opokua-Mankwa, said this at a news conference in Accra.
The Supreme Court of Ghana had just ruled on the Amu Ramadan and Nimako case. The EC is yet to get a copy of the judgment, study it, and then see what is actually in there. The good thing is that what the Supreme Court is asking the EC to do is something that already we have put in place a program and doing that. And so I would ask that the nitty-gritties are yet to be found out in the judgment itself, which we are yet to be furnished with.